Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today. Where are all my questions gone? They've got stuck underneath me. This comes from Christine, who says, I don't want to dress like a teenager, but I don't want to dress like an old woman. Any tips? So when we're thinking about, well, what is it that you say is dressing like a teenager? Is it that you are following every fashion trend, whether or not they suit your body? Are you showing a lot of skin that you don't want to show? So what do you mean by dressing like a teenager? So I think what you need to do is identify what dressing like a teenager means to you. So if it is following every fashion trend without suiting your body, that's really easy. You just don't do that. Is it showing too much skin that you feel uncomfortable? That's also really easy. You just don't choose clothes that, you know, show too much skin, of whatever it is that means to you. Dressing like an old woman. Well, what does that mean to you? So is that kind of big, baggy, saggy, styleless, totally covered up, but, you know, no fashion at all? So there is a really easy happy medium in between, and I don't actually think it's that hard to find. So part of what we need to look at is going, okay, well, what is either of those extremes doing? So when we're thinking about teenagers, they're really discovering who they are. They're in a process of learning what their personality is, who they are, how they want to express themselves, and they're experimenting with fashion because this is the first time in their lives that their parents, their mother probably hasn't been choosing their clothes and dressing them. They're going out, they're choosing what they want to wear. And of course, it's also a time of life when they're very influenced by their peers, and often wanting to fit in and be like their peers is really, really important. So they will tend to buy clothes and dress in clothes that are very much similar to how their peers are dressing, which is yet generally following whatever is the latest fashion trend. They also don't really know themselves, their bodies, what works, what doesn't work. Their bodies are changing. So all that information hasn't come to them yet. So you'll often see them wearing clothes that really don't work for them. I know I certainly did, because I was just wearing what was in fashion and that was what my friends were wearing. So there is that end of that spectrum. So learning about what flatters your body and how you can enhance it and its features, that's something you can do no matter your age. So that is something you can think about. Also understanding what colours are working for you today rather than the colours that may have worked for you when you were younger. All those sorts of things. So kind of getting that style education is really important. And then we go to the other end of the spectrum of dressing like an old woman. So when we think about what is this, so very much as we get older, comfort becomes more and more important for many of us, and sometimes to the detriment of style. And often too, we have physical issues that really impact on our choices. And it can be anything from not being able to wear high-heeled shoes anymore and really wanting comfortable, you know, footwear, to having other issues from whether it's an insulin pump or it's arthritis, which means it's hard to button things up, or, you know, a frozen shoulder, which means it's hard to get clothes on. There's all sorts of different physical issues that can also start to impact as we get older. And some can sometimes make us have to make fashion choices that we aren't so happy with. But there is this medium in between where you can look at, I always think it's look at the current fashion trends and choose what works for you and your unique body, your colouring, your lifestyle and your personality too. Because of course, in the end, we want to be reflecting our personality in what we're wearing. And then just also, you know, be aware of what, you know, you've got in your wardrobe, that sometimes we do need to reassess our wardrobe every now and again, and is what's in there still working for us? And is it still current? And one of the good ways of figuring out if something is still current is to say, walk around your local kind of major department store in the major, you know, not the young person's area, but the kind of the mid-range area, not the, you know, you'll often have an area that's maybe aimed at the older market. So that more mid-range area, and see if what you have in your cupboard looks anything like the clothes that are currently available. And that'll tell you if something is still in fashion or maybe it's gone out of fashion. And that's where you can start to look old and out of date, is kind of figuring out that middle point. And there's a lot of clothes. We're so lucky with fashion and with the technology these days for fabrics, that we that like they put stretch in so many clothes, it makes so many clothes so much more comfortable than they used to be. I mean, I remember back in the 80s, you know, wearing jeans and having to pull them up with a coat hanger, and there was no stretch in them and they were really uncomfortable. Versus now, jeans have so much stretch. The fabric technology is so far moved on from what it used to be that clothes that used to be uncomfortable are nowadays very comfortable. And we're also really lucky too that there is definitely a fashion trend for things like sneakers and things, and, you know, flatter shoes rather than feeling like you have to wear some sort of high-heeled shoe to look stylish. So, but it's also choosing the ones that aren't overly clumpy, that aren't overly kind of chunky and old lady looking as well. Of course, unless that is your personality style. So I think it's just always looking at going, what does the teenager mean to you? What does teenage dressing or too young mean to you? What does too old mean to you? And then looking at what you can get in between. And there's just so many people of every age group wearing whatever it is that they want these days. But I think you've got to determine what it is that works for you. My next question today comes from Marilyn, who says, my biggest challenge is combining what looks good on me and my more yang frame and also fits my more yin personality. I wear jeans to work and rarely have a need to dress up. Plus, comfort and not putting much thought into getting dressed are important to me. So I've got a very kind of relaxed and what I call low maintenance personality there. Most inspiration outfits that would look good on my silhouette are with dresses, blazers, skirts, and dress pants, which I don't usually wear. A lot of these clothes with bows and other pretty details come in pastel colours, which wash me out. Simple has always looked best on me, but as I'm getting older, I find that I need more drama in my look. And the thing is, so if we think about those yin and yang elements, so drama adds a more yang element, and this could be, you know, a larger scale pattern. It could still be a floral, but instead of being a small scale floral, it's a larger scale floral, or somehow bolder in some sort of way. And simple doesn't have to be uncomfortable. And this is where thinking about, you know, maybe your body is more yang. There's no reason, though, why you can't look for yin details on things. And there's certainly lots of yings. And maybe frills and bows aren't your thing. That's not how you want to be yin. But there's a lot of different things. So just having softer fabrics makes something a bit more yin. Having, you know, kind of a lower contrast also can make something more yin. There's a lot of different aspects. Having fabrics that are a little bit more soft and touchable makes a garment more yin. Still can be practical, still can be comfortable, and still can be easy to put onto. So I think what's really useful to do is go and look at the yin-yang table, which I've got a blog post about, and it's all in there. There's a kind of basic one in there, and there's a much more kind of comprehensive one in my 7 Steps of Style program. And actually start to work out what it is you like from each of that yin and yang, and knowing that, you know, maybe more simple rather than complex or overly detailed clothes work better on your frame. But then also looking at, well, what can you add in? What kind of details, accessories, patterns, all those sorts of things you can kind of get on any sort of shape and style. So it's actually working out which ones you want to bring in for your style, because in the end, it's always so personal. And the world is an amazing place, and the internet has opened up the world that we're not limited to just what you can find in your local area anymore. There is pretty much anything you can find in the world online. And so sometimes it is actually about looking further afield than where you might have for looking for the clothes that are really the ones that are going to help you express your style and make you feel good in what you're wearing. Last question comes from Jane, who says, my biggest challenge is being overweight. I don't look good in my clothes as I used to, and I can't do some of the styling with my clothes that I could if I was thinner. My classic rectangular body that goes with my classic style has disappeared. So it sounds like you've got a little bit more O-shaped. And look, this is a really common question. I'm getting a lot of people emailing me at the moment about having put on weight and feeling like they've lost their style and feeling bad about themselves and their style. And one of the things we have to do when we do put on weight, and I understand this, like, you know, I've been in lockdown now for a long, long time and tend to eat more and move less because we just can't go out and do things. And so I have put on weight. And I know how, like, I don't like my style as much. And it's like going, well, how do I dress in a way that's not kind of emphasizing the weight gain? So some of these things is to relook at what is your body shape, and do you need to look at some different body shape guidelines as far as figure flattery goes? Because Even though figure flattery is absolutely not the most important thing when we are looking at what we wear, that often the complaint I get, and this is what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing this over and over and over again, and I can tell you that Jane is not the only person. There's many people like this who are emailing me that actually feeling like your body is flattered actually makes so many people feel so much better about themselves. So it's figuring out, going, okay, well, you know, if I used to be able to wear waisted things and I can't now, rather than just being, well, I hate everything else and everything else is terrible, it's actually learning what suits the body I have today and starting to adjust those ways of getting dressed. And this actually takes quite a lot of thought and a bit of education as well. And so it is one of those things that we do have to adapt to. What are the shapes and styles? Maybe they're things you've never looked at before, so you've completely passed over. You don't even realize they really exist because they've never been on your radar. And now it's having to kind of develop a new radar and start to find the things that do work. And when you've got that wardrobe full of stuff that's really not working for you, it can be really hard because it feels like a big waste. And it's also kind of, you can feel like it's taunting you of all the things you can't wear. And that's just, can be a little bit depressing. And it's also looking at how can you create style using accessories and things like that that create focal points where you want to draw attention. And therefore, that's not drawing attention to the parts of your body that other people, you don't want people to notice. Very often, most people don't notice, unless it's been a massive weight gain, most people don't notice it if you're dressing in a way that's actually creating those focal points. So I think it's thinking about, where do you want to put your focal points now and what works for your current body, and also being kind to yourself rather than hating on yourself. Because, you know, life is hard enough already without you being mean to yourself as well. So getting that style education and knowing what's working for you now and learning a new set of, you know, maybe body, you know, having a new set of personal style guidelines, that can really help you. It might be going back to the drawing board, and it does take a while. I know when I changed my hair color, it took me ages to kind of get into the idea of how do I, you know, dress for the hair and the contrast I have now and the new coloring. Took a long time to kind of get my head around that. So give yourself some grace as well as you are going through these changes. Well, thanks so much for your question, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.